Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. On today's JX, we're visiting with a representative from the Sequoia Park Zoo in Eureka, California. The zoo is now accepting proposals for its 13th annual conservation grant program. Your questions and comments are welcome by email at jx@jeffnet.org. Ruth Mock joins the JX to provide details about the program. She's Director of Conservation and Research and also Chair of the Conservation Council for the Sequoia Park Zoo. Welcome, Ruth.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, tell me about the zoo's conservation grant program.
I would love to. It's a really exciting opportunity to support conservation work that's happening both in our community and across the world. So we welcome individuals or organizations to submit proposals for conservation projects that they want to be completing within the next year or two. And we don't have specific rules about the types of projects that are being conducted. They just need to have a clear and direct impact on the conservation of wildlife. And that also includes habitat, so the wild places that wildlife live and the plants in those communities. So it's kind of a broad program. We'll get proposals for different types of research that maybe professors are conducting in our region. We'll get educational programs applying for grant awards. And we often get organizations applying that are trying to do some type of habitat restoration work or otherwise a management project within a habitat. So those are just some examples of the types of projects that we're accepting proposals for.
How do people submit proposals?
The application is on our website at redwoodzoo.org/conservation. And you'll download the application there. If you have any questions, our email address is listed on there. You're welcome to email me and I will reply and answer those questions quickly. The proposals are due on Friday, January 31st by 5 p.m. Pacific time. And the proposal funding, this is kind of critical. We can fund awards up to $3,000. And those projects need to be completed within 2 years.
Okay, so how did this program start and why?
So our zoo director at that time was Gretchen Ziegler, and she was really pioneering conservation, like field conservation work for our zoo. She helped create our zoo's conservation fund, and that allowed our zoo to start making contributions to work that was going on outside of the zoo in wild places rather than work that was just going on within the zoo, because we also participate with other zoos in conservation work at zoos that are mostly breeding programs to help boost populations of endangered species. But she wanted to start focusing also on work that was going on in the field. So it started back then as a smaller program. Since then, it has grown. Our original grants were maybe $500 or $1,000. Now we're able to give grant awards up to $3,000. And that's really thanks to the city of Eureka's donation. So now every time someone visits our zoo, part of that admission fee is supporting this field conservation program. So part of every ticket, now it's up to 50 cents per ticket, is donated to conservation efforts.
So how many projects have you funded?
Well, I don't have an exact number for you. We typically fund 3 to 4 projects each year. It really depends on the types of projects that are applying and then how kind of the amount of money that they're asking for. Sometimes we'll get projects asking for less money so we can fund more projects. That makes sense. But since this program started in 2012, we've been able to fund about $75,000 worth of conservation projects.
So you put together a fund and then you put out proposals for people to submit based on whatever kind of conservation projects they have. And then there's a committee that goes through the proposals. Who determines which projects should get funded?
Exactly. And I just want to want to clarify too, we have, so this conservation fund was originally started as with a partnership with the Sequoia Park Zoo Foundation back in 2012. Now this fund is called the Sequoia Park Zoo Conservation Fund, and it's a component fund of the Humboldt Area Foundation and Wild Rivers Community Foundation. So all of our kind of conservation programming is coming through this fund that isn't part of the city of Eureka anymore. So the Sequoia Park Zoo Advisory Group's Conservation Council is who oversees kind of this program. And that council is composed of different community members that have an interest in the zoo, an interest in conservation, often has scientific advisors on this board. So those might be professors at Cal Poly Humboldt. They might be folks working with Department of Fish and Wildlife. It kind of changes in composition over the years as people are interested in joining. So that committee will gather all of the applications, and we have a really rigorous grading rubric that we go through to assess each grant proposal that comes in. So it's essentially scored, and we can compare the scores and have a large discussion with the entire council about which projects we really feel should be awarded funding for that year.
And about how many proposals do you get per year that you said, I think you said you fund about three?
Yeah, we will fund probably, it really depends on the amount folks are asking for, but 3 to 4 proposals each year.
How many proposals do you normally get?
It started out pretty small. We used to get less than 10. Now we're getting more than 40.
Okay. And how are you growing the fund so that you're able to provide funding for more projects?
Great question. So we have been seeing an amazing increase in the number of visitors at Sequoia Park Zoo. And generally that fund is growing through ticket sales at the zoo. So 50 cents from every admission fee is going into that conservation fund. And that helps fund both our conservation grant program, but also our other field conservation programs going on through the zoo. So mostly funding is coming from folks that are learning about the zoo and specifically are interested in seeing our amazing Redwood Skywalk, which is a fantastic experience walking through the Redwood Forest canopy. And you're really getting a new view of what's going on in the forest, seeing different bird species than you would be seeing down at ground level, having views into the bear habitat. So it's a really unique experience that is bringing folks in again and again from places that maybe wouldn't visit Eureka otherwise.
My guest is Ruth Mock, Director of Conservation and Research at the Sequoia Park Zoo. You mentioned the Skywalk. Tell me, what is that experience like? I haven't heard about the Skywalk.
So the Redwood Skywalk is an experience where you're walking along an elevated pathway. This is an ADA accessible route, so anyone is welcome to experience this. And you're learning about redwood forest ecology and the different things that are happening at ground level versus canopy level in our forests. We have very different communities of animals in these areas. And this is a kind of a cool tie-in because we had a conservation grant applicant who really wanted to emphasize to folks visiting the zoo the importance of these fern mats that grow up in the redwood canopies that are a really important part of old growth redwood forests. And so he wanted to get fern mats started in our Sequoia Park forest that the Skywalk goes through. So he and our zoo director, Jim Campbell-Spickler, who are rope access professionals, were able to climb and install these fern mats that are really important habitats for species like salamanders that are super sensitive to desiccation. So they'll dry out if they don't have these permanent wet fern structures to live in, and they'll travel between these fur mats. So that's kind of an example of the kind of stuff you just can't see from the ground level, but that you get to experience going on the Redwood Skywalk. You're seeing redwood burls up close. You'll see brown creepers, which are small birds that are kind of elusive. You don't often see them. You get great views of them from the Redwood Skywalk.
Well, when you talk about a skywalk and you talk about tree canopies, I'm thinking that's got to be pretty high up.
It is pretty high up. You're almost 100 feet above the ground at our highest point. Not quite. I think it might be 89 feet, but we are using the structure, like the ground structure, where we have gulches going through these redwood forests to gain elevation without having to do a steep climb. So you have moving kind of bridges that are leading you on a slow incline up into the, not all the way up into these 200 foot canopies, but you're getting to about 100 feet up in the redwood forest. And so you have kind of a loop that you can walk on these elevated bridges to get these outstanding views down into the forest and then up into the canopy.
Well, you gave me an example of a funded project based on the Skywalk. What is the most unusual project you've funded?
Oh, an unusual project. I think all of our projects are really unique. I'm not sure about unusual, but we have some really creative folks doing work.
Can you give us some examples of some of the projects that have been funded?
Yeah. So a project that we've really enjoyed getting to see progress on, it was awarded in 2016. This is Caso Pacifico, the nonprofit that applied for this research grant. And they're doing amazing reforestation work in with spider monkeys in Nicaragua. They run this wildlife rehabilitation facility, and they were collecting data on where these animals were coming from that needed help. And spider monkeys were getting hit by cars trying to cross roads, things like this. So I'm sorry, I'm talking about Paso Pacifico. I'm confusing two different projects. But this organization was creating habitat for spider monkeys by looking at where spider monkeys were located and seeing that they're in these patchy environments where they needed to get from one place to the next. And they work with landowners to plant habitat so spider monkeys can get from one place to the other. So we've been continuing to fund that project ever since they applied for a grant in 2016. And the other project I was confusing it with is Kids Saving the Rainforest, which is in Costa Rica, working with squirrel monkeys. And they were working on a project installing bridges across roads to prevent monkeys from getting hit by cars. And they will actually be speaking in our zoo's conservation lecture series in March about this project and showing very cool photos and videos of what they've accomplished with this conservation grant.
What percentage of the funded projects are individuals with no other funding sources versus institutions and organizations?
That's a great question. I'm not sure of an exact percentage, but we generally do have graduate students that apply, and we often do fund the work of master's and PhD students that are early career and really interested in wildlife conservation and want to make an impact. So this is a way that we can really significantly contribute to kind of these early career scientists that are doing amazing work. And those are generally locals in our region that are applying for those grants.
Okay. And you said that the funds that you have, a lot of that comes from a percentage of tickets at the zoo, right?
That's correct.
How big is the zoo and how many visitors come there every year?
Our zoo is very small. We're one of the smallest accredited zoos in the country. We're about 6 acres in size. Our zoo director could speak better to our exact number of visitors that we have every year. I'm not sure on that. Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming on the program and telling us about this opportunity for the conservation projects. If you can give me that address one more time for submission of proposals.
Yes, you can download our application at redwoodzoo.org/conservation. It is due by January 31st.
Okay, and we'll put that link on our website. Thanks, Ruth. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.